A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, beginning at verse 13. Jesus went out again beside the sea. The whole crowd gathered around him, and he taught them. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while a bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins." This is the Gospel of Christ.
In the name of the unexpected one who unburdens us, calls us, and frees us to follow. Amen. Well, we've all had them, and I had one last week. It was just packed full of deadlines. I had a smack of issue to put to bed, a workshop to summarize, a vestry report to do, AGM to get ready for, and a sermon to prepare. Wednesday, taking a break from emails, I checked out this Sunday's gospel to finally think about the sermon, when this guy, Levi, also known as Matthew, jumped right out of the pages of the gospel and plunked down in front of me. He had just had that follow me thing with Jesus, and he was looking for some vocational guidance. "Got a minute, Rev?" "Of course I do," I smiled, remembering that interruptions are my real work. I switched off the computer and asked him, "What's up?" "Crikey, what a week I've had, Reverend Clay." "Clay is just fine, Levi." "I know what you mean. Want to talk about it?" "Sure do, because nothing like this has ever happened to me. Everything is topsy-turvy. Black is white, white is black. I just don't know what to think." "Okay, Levi, take a deep breath and fill me in. What's happened?" "Well, I'm really not sure. It all started about a week ago when this new preacher, teacher, whatever guy came to town. There was some buzz about him being the Messiah. I rolled my eyes. Not another shekel a dozen Messiah. They're everywhere in my part of the world. So I just tended to my business and didn't pay it any mind." "What is your business, Levi?" "Well, it's nothing I'm proud of, but it pays the bills. Work isn't easy to get, you know. So I took a position in the employ of the emperor." "Oh, so you're a tax collector, Levi." "That's right, Rev. You aren't going to get up my nose about it like everybody else." "No, Levi. I'm of the render unto Caesar school of thought.
Thanks.
I guess I'm a little defensive. People just don't appreciate how much work it is. Those Romans have heaps of different taxes to keep track of, and the bookkeeping is a bit of a nightmare. Remembering the road tolls is no picnic in the park either. People walking alone pay one thing, but it changes if they have a goat or a camel, or if they're walking or riding the camel. It's hot work, and working with the public can be quite difficult, really. Folks may not like a Jew working for the Romans, but if I didn't do it, there are plenty of others who would. So tell me, Levi, about this new guy in town.
Well, as I was saying before, I couldn't be bothered at first. But one day a 2-shekel toll came by. That's a bloke with no goat or camel. He was all excited and said he had just had to tell someone the news. "Could I keep a secret?" he asked. I almost said, "For another shekel," but I was curious. I said, "Sure, mate. What is it?" "This morning," he says, "I woke up with leprosy." "Whoa, man, there's an extra tax for lepers." He says, "Well, I don't have to pay then, because I'm cured." "That's not possible. The emperor doesn't take kindly to tax cheats, you know." "No, it's true. I met this guy who told me I was cured. And I was." "That's all?" I asked skeptically. "Well, he did tell me to sin no more and not to tell anyone about being cured. Do you think telling is a sin?" "Don't know, mate, but it's probably good advice. People are going to think you are a nutter if you tell them what you told me." Well, I let him go on his way without reporting him to my boss and didn't think much about it. But 2 mornings later, 4 guys came along who were carrying their mate, a paralytic, on a stretcher. Now, the guy wasn't riding a goat or a camel, so I had to look it up in the rule book. It said only the governor is usually carried by people on this road, and he isn't charged. So I cut him some slack and gave him a group discount. I asked where they were going, and they said to meet the new guy, the one who healed the leper. "Sure is tough keeping a secret around here," I said. They nodded, not really getting my meaning, and were off. Then right after lunch, something I still don't believe happened. The guy who went by earlier on the pallet came back carrying it. "I gotta hear this story, mate," I tell him. He was only too happy to tell me about this Messiah guy who told him to pick up his pallet and sin no more. I asked him if he was supposed to keep it a secret. He looked at me oddly and said, "No, I kind of made a grand entrance and everyone in town saw it." I asked him what happened to his friends. He said something I didn't quite get about their wives making them fix a roof. I was so gobsmacked, I forgot to charge him for carrying the stretcher. "So what did you do then, Levi?" "I took off early, of course, and went to the pub to see if my mates and a few cold ones could help me make sense of all this." "What were you trying to understand?" "Well, where I come from, there are only 2 kinds of people. There are the righteous and the sinners. It's cool to be one of the righteous, as you might have guessed. They are clean in God's eyes, or so they tell us who aren't. That's why they get the good jobs and are invited to all the black tie society weddings. And you might also guess it's not as cool to be a sinner. The sinners are people like me who put bread on the table working at jobs the righteous are too good for. Prostitutes are included, of course. But it also includes people like the leper and the paralytic. The likes of us never get invited to the same parties as they do. Clearly, we are unclean, the righteous explain, since God wouldn't be punishing us otherwise with crummy jobs and serious health issues. You seem to have that worked out, so what's so confusing? Well, we are who we are. How can some shekel a dozen Messiah just come and say we aren't who we are? Suddenly, on his say-so, we aren't sinners anymore? I hear the righteous ones in town are in a bit of a dust-up about this guy. Can't say that I blame them. They are used to being the ones to decide who's righteous and who isn't. They like it that way. And I guess I do too. Keeps things orderly. Sure, I wish I was one of the righteous ones, but at least I know my place. The new guy is trying to change the natural order. Not right. Did your mates at the pub help you sort it out? Hell no. They were too busy shouting drinks for the new guy, telling jokes and laughing. I left sober and feeling befuddled. How can someone who dirties himself, partying with folks like me, claim to purify us? Makes no sense. It's as crazy as trying to save money putting new wine in old wineskins. So what happened next? Well, the next day, I took a mental health day. I couldn't take the pressure of wondering who was going to come down the road next. Did it help? No. I was just sitting feeding the birds in the park, and the new guy comes up to me and parks himself on the bench as if I invited him. Doesn't say much at first, just helps me feed the birds. Then he asks if I want a job. Doesn't pay as well as collecting tolls, he explains, but we have good parties. He then tells me I'm highly suited for the position. Doing what? I ask cautiously. You're going to give new life to people, helping me make the lame walk, the blind see, and the lepers whole. It's a family business, and I want to get you in on the ground floor. You're joking, mate. How am I going to give folk new life? By forgiving sin, he says. Right, I say. No, really, he says. You think there are two kinds of people, don't you? How'd you know that? Lucky guess. Well, you're wrong. God only made one kind of people, and they are all righteous. Everyone is clean. Everyone is acceptable, and everyone is invited to the wedding feast. They just don't know it. That's the sin that has left them scarred and blinded and hobbled in life. It even hobbles the righteous, because they don't believe it either. They are afraid they really aren't okay in God's eyes. So it's reassuring to have some people like you convinced you're the ones who are really unclean. So how do I fit in this picture? Easy. You're one of those who thinks you're unclean. You'll give the others courage by crashing the wedding party with me. So what'd you tell him, Levi? I told him it was a pretty scary thing to ask a bloke. Who am I if I'm not a tax collector? What did he say? He said,
you're Matthew, a gift from God. I know it's scary, but think of the fun we'll have. If you think the righteous are annoyed with me now, wait till they see a tax collector forgiving sins for no charge. So are you ready to party hardy? As I stood up, I said, Matthew, huh? I like it. Sounds like a name you'd give a beautiful stone church. Or a car park, he says.